Rated E for everyone, 10 and up.
This is that story show where we put your hilarious real-life stories into the spotlight.
Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hannah baby. Introducing a new collection, Hannah Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hannah quality for your most precious gift. Hannah Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com. Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hannah baby. Introducing a new collection, Hannah Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hannah quality for your most precious gift. Hannah Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com.
Hey, how you doing, podcast people? My name is James Kennison.
And I'm John Steinklauber. And James, I just want to give a huge shout out to all of my fingers. I have found that I can really count on them.
Oh my gosh.
My toes too. I think I'm going to shout out to my toes too.
Shout out to John's toes.
Fingers and toes.
Fingers and toes, baby.
All day long.
You know.
And sometimes do.
We need to be sensitive to the people that do not have fingers. We have listener. We have one listener. His name is a TSS historian, and he is missing the bits of three of his fingers. And also, I have a friend named,
just are you sure?
Blew her name. And
what's your friend?
She got in an accident, and here's how bad they did her. Okay, she got in an accident, car flipped over, they wrapped up her hand, and when they took the bandage off, her half of her ring finger was gone, and they never told her.
Oh.
You want to talk about a story that should be called into the show?
Yeah.
She was call freaking out, dude. She was freaking out. And then, like about a month ago, she broke up with her boyfriend and he shot her. Like he tried to shoot at her six times while she was in her car and shot off the tip of her middle finger. And
same hand?
So once I found, yeah, same hand. So
goodness.
Because she put her hands up in front of her, you know. And so once I found out she was going to be okay and everything was all right, I had to tease her.
Yeah.
And I'm like, do you get a discount at the nail place now? And she's like, yes, I do, James. You got it at your system now. So.
Well, I was just thinking maybe they have an advantage because now they can count half numbers.
Right. Well, and yeah. I think, it, you know, since her ring finger's half off, she will get, if she gets engaged, she'll get engaged faster.
Yep. Good point.
Yeah.
Very good point.
Anyway.
Because that's when it starts. When that ring is at the bottom of your hand of the knuckle.
That's part, when it starts, yeah.
That's when the engagement starts.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, let's. We always do an opening story, so let's do one. This one's called Dimwitted Dad, and it's from David from Portland. It says, during the dark times of COVID-19, my family and I went to the river near our house on some rented boats.
Hmm.
We went out on the water. And all was well. Good times were being had by all. We got
3-hour tour.
Yeah, yeah. You got to be mindful of the dangers.
Yeah.
Especially if you run into a skinny guy and a fat guy.
And the captain's fat and the skipper's. I mean, skipper's fat and. Yeah. What was his job, Gilligan?
Gilligan was first mate. Remember, he was always calling him that. First mate. Yeah, I don't even know what a first mate does.
It's just like
especially on a 2-person boat.
Yeah, second in charge.
One drives and the other guy does everything else.
Hey, Skipper, watch out for those rocks, Skipper.
Yeah.
Cool.
Anyway, I used to love that show.
Me too.
I don't think I got it.
But I watched it because of the girls. I thought they were good looking.
Okay, Ginger or Marianne?
I liked Marianne.
I'm a Marianne too, yeah.
Yeah. She was, Ginger was just too unattainable. She was,
exactly.
But Marianne.
And I'm kind of like that in real life still to this day. Like, if you're more approachably hot, then I pray more about not lusting after you than if.
<I'm just kidding. laughs> I wasn't expecting that.
I'm just kidding. You know what I used to do, though? This is a little secret for all the people right in the middle of our opening story.
Yeah.
This
we'll
is
get
a
back to you, David.
This
just
is
hold
a,
on.
This is a Christian thing to do, okay? A bad Christian thing to do. I used to collect beautiful women in a document, a Google document. Just their faces.
Just their faces.
Literally just their faces, headshots of women that I thought were absolutely stunning. And I kept it for years. And I would add to it, you know, and people would age up, you know, and get old enough to be on it and stuff like that. It sounds kind of creepy. But Elle Fanning, for instance, I mean, she's old enough now to where she's a woman, but back in the day when she was just cute, you know, it was different. But I got convicted and I got rid of it. And now I want to start a new one. So,
hey, you know what? And what you should do is, like, you have all those faces that you think are attractive. Put it into an AI generator and see if it makes the perfect face. And I bet you it'll look like yours.
Oh, really? Really?
Yeah, probably. I mean, don't you think you're attractive?
Oh, yeah, dude. I pray about not lusting after myself the most. Oh, goodness. Yeah, I have a dark soul. So anyway, it reminds me when I walked in on these homeschool kids one time, and they were on the computer. And I walked in and they shut off the screen real fast. And I'm like, okay, guys, I'm not either of your dads. Let's go ahead and just let me know what we were doing. And they sheepishly turned back on the screen. They were looking up hot actresses on IMDb.com and looking at headshots.
Wow.
I'm like, there you go, homeschool kids.
That's right. To the pure.
Oh, great. Okay, anyway.
Back to our story. Sorry, David.
David got to a calmer part of the river and decided that, we should all go swimming. So I hopped in the chilly water and paddled around with my sister. I have two sisters, and only one of them was with me in the water. So I asked the other one with the braces why she wasn't in the water. And she said it was because she had nowhere to put her glasses. So my dad says, I can hold on to them for you. So she gave them to him and hopped in. And we swam around for quite a while, splashing, playing, trying to drown one another like you do.
Yeah.
But when we got back into the kayaks and my sister asked where her glasses were, my dad looked her in the eye, shrugged his shoulders, and just pointed down into the water.
It's down in there somewhere
in the stream. I guess dads don't get in trouble for doing stupid stuff, because if my sister had lost them, you know there would have been a lecture from that very same parent about responsibility and the cost of replacing lost things.
That's right.
Such a good point. Yeah. That'll preach. My sister was mad at him, but luckily she had some old glasses that worked until we should get her new ones. Four Eyes doesn't listen to this podcast.
So, Four Eyes, the one with braces.
Yeah. So I can safely confide with you that with her new braces and those old glasses, she looked really, really dorky. Oh, man. Hope this makes it on the show. David from Portland.
You got it, David. Now, what are the chances that she's going to run across this? Maybe on YouTube, we do stream there now.
What are the chances that he just plays it for her?
Oh, yeah. There
you know,
go.
Like, hey, Braceface, come on over here and listen to this podcast.
Hey, David's sister who wears glasses and has braces, there's nothing wrong with you. You're fine.
That's right. And based on the amount of time it usually takes me to get stories up, you probably are completely on contacts and no braces by now. So,
yeah. What's that supposed to mean?
Your ugly phase is over, is what it means.
That's ugly phase, yeah. I'm still in mine, by the way.
Everybody goes through an ugly phase, and it hits about sixth or seventh grade when you care the most that you ever will about your looks.
Right.
It is the worst.
Like right now, I don't care how ugly I am.
Right.
And
like, that's a good thing. That's good.
Yeah. Why couldn't I have gone through my ugly phase now? I mean, you know what I'm saying.
Right. And when, like, you're super cute, you don't care at all, like when you're a baby.
I don't even, yeah, I don't remember those days.
Not at all. Anyway, we got a review, and reviews are important, so yeah, I like to mention them.
I like reviews.
This one is from The Last Black Guy. Which is
that's his name?
Yeah.
Or that's his title?
That's just what he called himself. That's his username.
Okay.
So I'm glad. First of all, I'm sad to hear that there's a Last Black Guy, but I'm glad that he likes our show. I laughed so hard I started to cough for 3 minutes straight. That's the review. And those are the kinds of reviews we love. So
was that a 5-star review?
It was. So please leave us a review on iTunes. It really helps the show.
Or wherever you find your podcast. Maybe we can find ways to read the Spotify ones.
I get them in the mail. Yeah.
Do you?
Wherever you submit a podcast, I get those. So
sweet.
I get them mailed to me every week. Thanks to podgagement.com, by the way, that's run by our, I don't even know what to call him, but he's our secret support tech specialist, Daniel J. Lewis. He's
our award-winning secret support tech.
Absolutely.
Specialist.
Hall of Fame podcaster.
Hall of Famer. Man.
Yeah. It's time for a news nugget. All right. This is from the Associated Press. A Pennsylvania man who credits an alligator named Wally for helping relieve his depression for nearly a decade says he's searching for the reptile after it went missing during a vacation on the coast of Florida. You remember this story? He was the guy that tried to take his support alligator into a ball game.
The emotional support alligator. I remember that. We'd read that on the show a while back,
He
right?
took him on vacation and lost him.
No. He took him on vacation?
Joey Henney has thousands of social media users following his pages devoted to Wally. Wally's popularity soared to new heights last year when the gator was denied entry into a Philadelphia Phillies game. See, that's what we're talking about.
That's right.
Last year. Now, Henney has said he's distraught after Wally vanished while accompanying him on an April vacation in Brunswick, Georgia.
I know where that's at.
I do too.
It's just up the street from where we were kids.
I know. It's like literally 45 minutes north of St. Mary's, Georgia. It's a port city about 70 miles south of Savannah. Notice they didn't use St. Mary's, our small town, as a reference.
It's closer. You could have said that.
Yeah.
It's closer to St. Mary's.
He said he suspects someone stole Wally from the fenced outdoor enclosure where Wally spent the night on April 21st. Henney said the thieves turned pranksters left Wally outside the home of someone who then called the authorities, resulting in his alligator being trapped and released into the wild.
Oh, no.
They didn't know it was a special gator.
Oh,
that's why you have to paint your gator.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think maybe some kind of Apple AirTag.
Well, what do they do with fake guns, right? They put a plastic tip.
Right.
So just paint his nose bright orange.
Paint his muzzle bright orange. He'd be fine.
He'd be fine. Put a couple of stretch bands around his tail, like cat ears, like the girls wear on Twitch or whatever, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Those little cat ear headband things.
Yeah. Right? Just something to customize your gator. Anyway.
That's the only way people will know. Like maybe he could have painted Wally's, well, he's a guy, so he probably wouldn't paint his fingernails, right? I guess guys paint their fingernails. Maybe Wally could add fingernails painted.
There are 1.5 million alligators in this area that they're searching.
Oh, geez.
But here's the thing. The Georgia Department of Natural Resources confirmed that someone in the Brunswick area responded to a nuisance alligator on the 21st, the day Henney said Wally went missing, and that a licensed trapper was dispatched to capture it. The agency said in a statement that the gator was released in a remote location, but stressed that it doesn't know if the reptile was Wally. Of course it was. It was Wally. It's illegal in Georgia for people to keep alligators without a special license or permit, but not in Pennsylvania, where they're from, by the way. And the State Department of Natural Resources says it doesn't grant permits for pet alligators. So, therefore, and this is where it gets ugly, no one has filed a police report about the missing gator in Brunswick and the surrounding Glenn County, according to the spokespersons for the city and the county police departments. Nobody cares about Wally because Wally is illegal in Georgia. But I mean, I feel bad for old Joey Henney, okay? I do. He's this alligator helped him fight depression. I feel that with all my heart. But you went to Georgia with an alligator.
I know. It's like getting your favorite grain of rice lost in a
rice patty.
Chinese rice patty. Yeah, there you go.
Did you know that patty means field? So some people say a rice paddy field, and they're actually saying a rice field.
They're anyway. Being redundant.
Yeah.
And repeating themselves.
Yes.
That's never funny.
It was funny to me. It's funny to me. Maybe not in the way you intended, but still funny. Oh. But no, let's send up a little silent prayer for Wally that he'll, I don't know, man. I don't know how he's going to make it out there.
Maybe he'll like go out to the coast, right? And then he'll swim up all the way to where is he from? Pennsylvania?
Yeah, it'll be a great homecoming moment.
Yeah, like they're going to make a movie about it, like they did with the cat and the two dogs.
Homeward Bound.
Homeward Bound, that was it.
They talked.
Thanks, Disney.
They talked, though.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, their mouths didn't move, but they talked.
Oh, those are their thoughts. They were right. Those were thoughts.
But they could think to each other.
Yeah, well, that's because cats and dogs are telepathic.
Oh.
Probably.
Wow.
I bet you they are, maybe.
Dang.
Yeah.
Huh.
I'm telepathing you right now.
Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hannah baby. Introducing a new collection, Hannah Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hannah quality for your most precious gift. Hannah Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com. Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hannah baby. Introducing a new collection, Hannah Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hannah quality for your most precious gift. Hannah Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I can hear that. I can hear it. You said your face is the ultimate AI hot girl. That's what you said. You said it again. Remember. That's the weirdest part.
It was close. Okay. It was close.
Okay. What'd you actually say?
I said that it's time for stories.
It is time for stories. Let's tell some.
Let me tell y'all a story.
All right, this one's called Armpit Error, and it's worse than you could ever imagine. It's from Micah from Arizona. John, you're going to love this. It was October 19th, 2023. My little brother had his friend over for his birthday, and everyone except me and my mom went on a nature run in the desert. Since I didn't want to go, my mom said, "You have to get some exercise." Didn't you love that? I remember that.
She said it.
How many times was that said to me? I don't care what you do. Just go outside and get some exercise. Just go run around the pool. Just whatever you want to freaking do.
Run. You can't run around the pool. The lifeguard will blow the whistle and you'll get in trouble.
Run around the house. Well, we always had an above ground pool. I don't know why.
Oh, that's right.
Well, we did after Mom married John. So anyway.
I don't think I ever swam in your above ground pool.
It's okay.
Let me.
It was exciting. You had to make up things to do because it was so boring. So I equipped my Bluetooth headphones and I slipped on my Crocs and then I went outside and saw a swing my siblings had put up into one of our ginormous pine trees. So I got on it and it was boring.
Boring.
So, all caps. So me being adventurous, brave, and incredibly stupid thought, higher! So I took down the swing and threw it on a rope I threw the rope over a higher branch. But again, after a bit, I got bored. So I decided, hey, let's just climb this tree. So yeah. I was climbing from branch to branch like a monkey. And then I stepped on a branch and it broke. But quick as the devil, I was able to rebalance myself. And a voice from heaven called out, Micah, that was a warning to stop. But I continued anyway.
Did you get my memo?
Yeah. Don't make me come down there, God.
Quit while you're ahead.
Yeah. There's God signs on the side of the road. I climbed out on another branch, holding one above me with my left arm, when snap, the branch above me broke, and down I went. First, I bounced off a branch onto my right arm, and then another branch jacked my head into the point that the headphones unequipped themselves and proceeded to fly into space. Then one of my Crocs got removed by yet another branch.
That was the smart branch.
It's slowly disarming and stripping his clothes off.
He was decrocked.
Finally, I'm on the ground right inside of a circle of pokey plants that I managed to miss. All right. Well, there are miracles. There are small miracles. It took me 10 whole seconds to get enough breath to start to howl. Not cry. Oh. Howl.
He knocked the wind out of his body.
Eventually, I found that I was able to stand and then walk over to our gate.
Was he still howling?
I attempted to open the gate with my shaky hands. It took me another 10 seconds for my brain to figure out the opening procedure. But that's when my mom saw me through the window. She rushed to me, and the first thing I said was, "Is this how it feels when you're going to die?" So it's off to the ER, and I got in quick because my mom didn't know if I was had a concussion.
Oh, man.
At first, she thought it was a dislocated shoulder because it was so swollen. But no! Oh. Several hours later, the doctor comes and tells us, "Hey, your arm is broken, and it's located up inside your armpit." It's so messed
it's
up.
It's broken, and it's in his armpit.
He must have come down straight on his shoulder and just jacked that joker right up in there, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Can you imagine?
Mom, why is my arm 2 inches shorter than it used to be?
I leaned on my elbow and fell over. I don't know.
It's so strange. And then my armpit itches. It hurts really bad.
I can't.
I can scratch my own armpit with the bone that's sticking out.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. Mom, I got a hairy bone under my arm. It's weird.
It's weird. Oh, so.
Is this how it feels when you die?
This isn't. Oh, the arm's broken. Okay. The doctor said, "This isn't in our range. So we need to transfer you to Phoenix Children's Hospital." He's like, we ain't dealing with this. I've had a rough day. We probably could handle it, but no.
No, it's out of our purview. We're just not capable of handling armpit arms.
Dr. Phoenix at Children's Hospital owes me a favor, so we're flying you over there. So off to the new hospital, I end up on the 9th floor, and the nurse comes in and says, "I need to undress." Obviously, I'm nervous about this, so she asks, "Do you want your mom to step outside?"
"No, right? I want you to step outside."
Exactly. "Lady, if anyone is to leave, it would be you."
Oh, sorry, I stole his line.
So mom helps me get into the hospital gown. See, I can see why the nurse would say that. She's like, I'm trained to help you, you know?
Yeah.
Is what it was.
Yeah, I see lots of people in undressed state.
Right,
I'm a nurse.
They don't care.
I don't care. Your mom might freak out a little bit, but I won't.
So mom helps me get into the hospital gown, and I tried to watch the Mario movie. Sleep was horrible that night, you know, because of my armpit bone.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
It's supposed to be nice and squishy up in there, but it's a little, when they make cakes and they put like dowel rods down in there to keep them.
Yeah. Keep the cake from falling over.
Yeah. Yeah. You just needed one of those up in there. You just never knew. Next day, some friends visited and I got my surgery. And I got several metal rods put in to hold my arm and ended up with just an arm cast, not a partial body cast as they had warned me might be necessary. So that was good. They did have a nerve block so I wouldn't feel my arm pain. And that was great. I highly suggest you ask for the nerve block if your arm bone ever goes inside your collarbone.
Oh, jeez.
So now I am cast free and I have a fear of falling. Go figure. Hope this makes it on the show. Micah from Arizona. Micah.
Holy cow.
Oh,
that went a place that I wasn't expecting.
Yeah.
And now my shoulders hurt for some reason.
Where did you think it was going to go?
I don't know. I mean, you kind of gave it away, armpit air. And then when he started climbing the tree, I'm thinking, okay, maybe he fell out of the tree and like maybe roughed up his armpits going down branches, you know?
Right, because
sometimes
right.
you fall down and you're like, ah, ah, ah.
No, that makes sense. Little pine needle action going on in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I don't know what the trees are like.
Some tree sap.
Arizona.
Pine cone gets stuck and wedged up in there.
Right. Right.
Could be a million little things, but
squirrels laughing at him as he's
going
down.
Who'd ever thought a bone would detach and then be forced
up in your armpit? Up, how's that even possible?
In there. Is there like room between your bone and your muscles that it could just slide so securely right up in there?
I don't know.
I couldn't be a doctor, because it's like you'd have to pull it out, you know?
How do you fix that? I mean, obviously they had to put him to sleep.
Right.
And then they probably like had to pull it.
Yeah.
And then probably cut in there and put the pins and the rods and the junk in.
But you know, you'd have to pull it further. Like,
yeah,
a rubber band,
right.
you know, to get it.
His muscles are.
Yeah. You have to straighten everything out and then kind of let it go and hope it kind of clicks back into place.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah. I just imagine if you break like that, it's not clean. The two ends are like rubbed down. You know, like erasers.
Stop it.
They don't stick together anymore.
I can't. They don't stick together.
So that's what the pins are for.
That's what the, yeah.
I just hope this goes back together, because otherwise you got two armpits now. You got one at mid bicep and one up there in your traps. Trapes.
Do they make nerve blocks for sympathy pain? Because I want one of those right now.
The show should have one. Absolutely.
Yeah. I need a nerve block.
We got a voicemail. It's from Jared. It's called Virtually Viral. Here it goes.
Hi, That Story Show. This is Jared from Anaheim. Jay Radimus on Discord. I have a side job where I work security at the local baseball stadium for the Angels, Major League Baseball.
I know, right?
And cool upon cool is I also... In that position, I work with the portable camera, the shoulder-mounted camera for the TV broadcast.
That's cool.
Unfortunately, it also means that I'm in a fairly conspicuous position. For context, if you want, you go to Instagram and find any reel from an Angels baseball player, a pitcher, a batter hitting a home run, pitcher doing an awesome thing at Angel Stadium, and just behind the umpire – and batter, there's a gate. And in fact, some of these reels, I can be seen in the background of a home run
so cool.
clip happening and all that.
I'm looking you up right now.
At the beginning of the game, the roving camera and I, we do stuff on the field. And then I tuck in to that camera well. And he's out getting a shot of the first batter up to bat for the game. And then he comes into the well just before the first actual pitch of the game. And I'm there to close the gate and take my seat. So yesterday I let him in. The pitcher's basically starting his windup. I'm closing the gate and I turn and I start to walk and I feel a tug. And I realize that something is caught on the netting of the gate.
Oh.
And I pull and I realize that the button pocket of my slacks had got caught around the net.
Okay.
In the space of half a second or less, I almost simultaneously even thought, oh no, there's going to be a viral moment of me stuck to the gate while the pitch is happening. The game is on and people are watching, and here I am stuck to
He's
the gonna gate
be the
in
left
the background,
shark.
panicking. Isn't going to help, because I briefly had that moment of, I just need to tear it off, just yank it till the button comes off. But
there goes his pants.
Yeah.
Thankfully, I was also realized that slow is smooth, smooth is fast. And so I was able to unwind the button from the net and get seated.
Wisdom.
All that happened between the pitcher's windup and the actual delivery of the ball.
That was so fast.
I saved myself a moment of embarrassment that really literally could have gone viral. I hope you enjoyed the story. Thanks.
It would have been better if you had gone viral.
James, we can actually relive this moment.
Oh, can we? Let's retell the story. Go ahead.
Welcome
John.
Back to Angel Stadium. We've got a very fun lineup today. We got the pitcher is going to wind up and he's wound up.
Hey, wait a minute, look. Bill. What's going on there at the
you
net?
See that?
Yeah,
but
right
that
at the gate
back there. Looks like his pants are stuck in the netting.
The security guard, ladies and gentlemen, is stuck, and he seems to be trying to pull himself free.
He's tugging. He's tugging like mad. I don't even care about the baseball game right now. Check this out.
Yeah, the pitcher has stopped. The umpire has called a delay to the game. Everyone is looking. Oh, here's a close-up, Bill. It's
oh, my goodness.
It's looking like those pants are ripping. That is a
they
tough
are.
Button.
Looks like he's got Batman underwear on, everyone.
Batman underwear! That Batman. Is amazing! This is going to go viral!
I didn't even know underoos were in style anymore.
They're not, and they definitely don't fit right. That was our retail, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, that worked. We could do that. There you go, Jared. You just went virtually. No, you just went viral.
You were viral with your underpants. So, all right, we do have a story. It's called Pancake Snake, and it's from Nathaniel in New Mexico. I have a snake story since I know James loves snakes. Hey, it's only fair. We did a bone-breaking story for you. Let's do a snake story for James.
Thanks, James.
I hate snakes. My family and I were moving out of a house in the mountains for multiple reasons. One of the reasons was because we were going into the FBI protected program.
No, witness relocation.
I made that up because they don't tell us why. They just say that one of the reasons was that the dog was bitten by a rattlesnake. He survived, but that was the straw that broke the camel's back, so to speak.
Oh,
so
rattlesnake.
Rattlesnake bit their dog.
I don't like rattlesnakes.
Majority of our stuff was that.
You
want cowbell as well?
You want cowbell? You can have cowbell.
I got a fever, and it's
babies.
It's rattlesnakes. It's the only
what's
thing.
That guy, Christopher Walken.
Yeah,
and that's what we're talking about. It's a terrible Walken impression. A
majority of our staff was already moved. Our stuff. We have a staff. We're rich. We're really rich.
Major
Did
stuff.
I mention that we had a staff? A majority of our stuff was already moved to the new house. So my mom, the undead dog, and I went up to the old house to pack the last few things. I love our storytellers. They are the best. We walked in through the inside garage door and the dog shot past us toward the den. He's like, I'm coming to get you, Barbara. No.
Pew.
We gave chase and saw something scurry across the room and under one of the big chairs. We had a glue trap behind that chair to catch bugs, and we could hear that whatever had gone under the chair was now involved with that trap. My mom looked, and sure enough, there was a rattlesnake stuck in the glue, and it was just freaking out.
Oh, no. So
my mom pushed me back and jumped onto the chair.
Oh, I would have left the house.
I know.
That little rattlesnake tail going.
But this isn't everybody's mom. After we calmed down and my mom called all her besties to spill the tea on the snake chair.
From the snake
you
chair?
You will not believe what is going on right now. I have a snake, a rattlesnake stuck in a glue trap underneath my chair. Yes. No, you can't come over.
There's a snake in the.
You don't believe me? I'm going to take a selfie with the snake.
So
spilling the tea.
Spilling the tea. It's snake tea. I got a bucket and the fireplace tools. And somehow, combining the two, managed to get the snake and the trap into that bucket.
Wow.
We didn't quite know what to do with it next, so we finished packing. with the snake in a bucket. Everybody just
leave this for the next people. Yeah. That's what I'm doing.
Just add that to the listing on Zillow.
Yeah. Comes with a snake in a trap.
We ended up finding a square shovel, and I used the flat side of it to smash the still alive snake into a pancake.
Oh.
This is for me. This story is for me. Because every snake,
feel bad for the snake.
Every snake should die. Every one of them. The snake, the snake was at least 3 feet long. I am subtracting a few inches because it was squished out like rolling out a Play-Doh snake. Nobody was hurt except the snake. So the story ends well, except for the snake. I hope it makes it on the show. Nathaniel from New Mexico.
The snake story just ends. It doesn't. That's
no conclusion. Mom just called everybody again. You know, that snake's a pancake now. It's a pancake snake. So
you want a picture of it? I'm going to put you on FaceTime with me, okay? Oh,
I'm going to tag you in my Facebook photo. So, yeah. snakes,
good one, Nathaniel.
Snakes need to be smashed. I'm sorry. Humanely, maybe not, you know, make sure it's in one crush, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, this is a voicemail from Sam. It's called Crush Crash. So listen up. Suck my butt.
Just kidding. Broke you.
So this one is a voicemail from Sam. It's called Crush Crash. Here we go.
So this story is set in roughly mid 90s. I'm about 10 years old. When we used to ride bikes everywhere. And so I wanted to modify mine. So I took my brother's handlebars and, well, I stole them actually off his bike. They were chrome. And I put them on mine and got them all set and ready to go, tighten them down, or so I thought. And dun, dun, dun. Proceeded to go on a little test drive, in air quotes. Everything was going great. Everything was going well. Decided, well, maybe I'll go by Lucy's house, as I had a crush on her, and see how she was doing. And, of course, she's outside playing with one of her friends. And I thought, oh, this is going to be wheelie awesome.
Wheelie?
So I popped a wheelie. Mm. Or tried. Handlebars came up. My body went back. But the front of the bike stayed on the ground. Next thing I know, I'm going without a steering wheel right into the curb. They laughed. I cried. Hopefully you laugh. And hopefully this makes it on the show. Have a good one.
Oh my goodness! It's the trope of life.
Yeah.
Anytime you go to show off, you're gonna mess up and embarrass yourself,
especially in front of your crush.
Yep.
Just be yourself.
I have a similar situation. I probably shared it on the show many, many years ago. But for those who haven't listened to that episode, I did the same thing. I was riding my bike down my cousin's neighborhood, and there was these cute girls in his neighborhood. And I was like, these girls are going to check me out. I'm going to do a wheelie. And they're going to think, I couldn't do a wheelie. That's the thing. I could pop the front of the wheel up. I was like, this is going to be awesome. So I knew it was going to happen. I was going to impress these girls. They were going to think that I was just amazing. And so I didn't mention that cars would park along the side of the street, did I? They would do that all the time. And I popped that wheelie up, and my bicycle started tilting a little bit. And I hit the brakes really fast, and I hit a car, and the bike came and hit me in the junk.
Oh, because,
I was like, ooh! And I was just like kind of, my little voice. And I don't even know if the girls looked at me because
you couldn't look at them.
I don't even remember if I picked my bike back up. I just ran away.
What is it with boys' bikes anyway? Since childhood, I've thought guys should be riding girl-style bicycles.
I know. Why do they don't need the bar in the middle?
I know it has to do with pants and dresses. I know that's what it must have originally been about. But dadgum, dude. We have a lot at stake there. And I can't count the times. Well, okay. Same deal with big wheels. Okay?
Big wheels?
Big wheels. I had a big wheel growing up. They were the plastic tricycles.
Big plastic
with a big
front
plastic
wheel.
Front wheel. And mine had a big yellow battery-powered horn. right in the center, right between your legs, and you could push that red button and it'd be like, I was going 9 and nothing, fast as possible. And this was in Jacksonville on a sidewalk, and I hit a concrete telephone pole. And my body kept going and slid up the center rail of that thing and crunched myself into that stupid box of batteries. The horn
was going off.
The horn. I honked my horn, all right. And it was the first time. It was the first time I had ever felt that special pain. I remember it like it was yesterday. I think there's certain things that all men remember. The first time you got the wind knocked out of you, your first kiss.
Yeah.
Probably the first time.
Holding hands.
The first time you saw an R-rated movie.
First time you see a Lamborghini.
But the first time you get racked, you know, I mean, it's bad.
Yeah.
It's bad news. So it was terrible. I cried. And yet I started to hobble back home. You know, both hands cupping. Of course.
You left your big wheel right there.
I left it right there. I didn't care if somebody stole that bad boy. You can have it. You can rack yourself on it if you want. It's the dumbest design decision in life. No brakes on those things, by the way. Later on, though, they did add a one-wheel brake.
Yeah.
So, Dukes of Hazzard version, so you could do a spin out.
You could spin right there.
Yeah, I never had that one, though.
No. No, I mean, neither.
No, so no brakes. I don't even
think the one that I had was mine.
But so. I hobbled halfway home with both hands cupping and realized, what am I going to do? I don't want any help with this, you know?
I'm not going to show
up. So I just made sure I wasn't bleeding or anything, and eventually it wore off.
Yeah.
And that's the day I became a man.
Yeah, that's right. That is an important rite of passage for young boys.
The big wheel and the big squeal. That's what I call it. Bigger squeal.
Awesome. The big wheel and the big squeal.
I did. I screamed so bad. Thank God, you know, John, that there were no social medias. There was no cameras. Oh, there were no videos. Because the stuff that we would have filmed on each other and posted because of the freedoms we had as kids.
Yeah.
I mean, our whole childhood was a series of getting into trouble and then trying to get back out before somebody noticed.
We didn't have any kind of incriminating evidence back then.
Oh.
Unless mom saw you do that thing that you were accused of.
Right.
There was no way to prove it.
Yeah.
Now everybody's got cameras or something. The Ring doorbell's going to catch you.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't understand it. But anyway, we got a few announcements. All right. One of them is a theme show.
All right.
Yeah, we're going to do a theme show. We haven't done one in a while. This one's called Pesky Parents. It's stories about the folks who raised us. So whether it's mom or dad or auntie or grandma or whoever it was, maybe you're a foster kid, maybe you're adopted. I don't know, but Pesky Parents is what we want. We're going to do this show in April. So you've got all month. Just send in your stories at thatstoryshow.com. Just put hashtag pesky, P-E-S-K-Y. Right, yes.
Is this April 2025? Because we just left April.
I meant May. All throughout April. Oh, my gosh. April, May, June. We're doing it in June, people.
You want to start over?
I must have been drunk today. Did I drink anything fermented? Gosh, I saw on Facebook there is a guy that fermented Mountain Dew and made Mountain Dew wine.
Mountain Dew wine, and I think he's trying it with Dr. Pepper too.
Yeah, he's just making all kind of alcohol. Maybe I accidentally drank something that's fermented. But June, my friends, we're going to do this in June. So you've got all the month of May. So just make sure you put hashtag pesky. Pesky.
Pesky.
Such a weird word to say by itself. Pesky. Pesky.
How do you spell that?
P-E-S-K-Y.
Pesky.
Yeah. I don't know how that word was invented, but anyway. I want to mention NarthexCon 2024, June 29th here in St. Louis, Missouri. It's a free event. You just need to register at narthexcon.com. John's going to be there.
I will.
Yeah, it's going to be so rad. It's going to be so awesome. It's so much fun. Oh, and go to narthex.com, look at some of the pictures from the last two that we've done. We do them every other year, and it's going to be great. So Also want to mention one more time, my wife and I, Jennifer, are podcasting. The show is called We're Both Right. You can find it at nlcast.com or just look up We're Both Right in your favorite podcasting app and it will be there. Hats are still available. Just a few left. Etsy.com/NLcast. This podcast is made possible because of our supporting listeners on Patreon. So get that Story Show premium, which includes ad-free listening, swag, and a weekly bonus podcast that we're about to record. Try it out free for 7 days for as little as $3 a month. Patreon.com/thatstoryshow. Special thanks to our producers, James Spangler, Carrie Wright, and Christopher Tynan. It's time for us to go. Do you have a story that you'd like featured in a future episode? Submit your story at thatstory.show. And while you're there, join our mailing list. And remember, when something weird, annoying, embarrassing, or painful happens to you, don't get stressed, don't get depressed, just think, hey, this belongs on That Story Show. We'll see you guys next week. Bye, John.
Bye, James.
Damn.
Big wheel and big squeal.
Was riding down the road in Jacksonville, hey, and I was minding my own business like a 2-year-old that day, and then I rode a little fast and I lost a little control and I ran right into a telephone pole. Ooh. I slid up into the box with the batteries and I wish I'd had some protection between my knees because I racked myself. Both the little guys got hurt and I thought they had popped and maybe I needed to go to the hospital, but I wasn't about to display what was in the middle, so I went inside and checked on myself and everything was fine like everybody else, so I got over the pain and it was oh so real. But that's the day I became a man. I feel that's right. Oh yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know, that was rough.
I don't know, I think that's right up there with puke from heaven.
See y'all later.
Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hannah baby. Introducing a new collection, Hannah Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hannah quality for your most precious gift. Hannah Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com. Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hannah baby. Introducing a new collection, Hannah Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hannah quality for your most precious gift. Hannah Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com.